Time for a Tibbetts Talk, and Peter Pan flying on stage the last couple of weeks. Now, dancing on the stage is Pippin. Joining us in the studio, one of the stars of the show, Nick Rayner. Excited to be here again for summer theater. We saw you as a pirate in Peter Pan, right?
Yes, that's true.
and now shifting gears a little. You didn't get to fly in that one.
No, unfortunately, I didn't get to.
You got to dance, though.
I asked, but they wouldn't let me.
You got to dance, and I'm assuming quite a bit of dancing coming up in Pippin, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, a lot of dancing. The whole show is filled with dancing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, on Broadway, Bob Fosse, obviously, putting it together. So anytime you drop that name, I mean, boom, it's like instant, you know, it's going to be some cool dance.
Yeah. I mean, the dance is very athletic. Kevin Halpin, the choreographer and the director, truly kind of uses our strengths as performers. So I'm doing like a lot of jumps and leaps and turns because that's is my stronger points of my dancing background. So there's definitely a lot of dancing strengths that he uses from the performers into the show.
Very neat. Well, give people the storyline of Pippin itself. I mean, people have heard the name of the show, but maybe haven't seen it before.
Okay. So the show Pippin is a little bit confusing. Maybe people don't actually understand what it's actually about. But the whole consensus of the show is basically that Pippin is trying to find his complete ultimate fulfillment of his life. And so he goes through the show basically figuring out different things that he would enjoy. So he kind of tries love and passion and family and war. He tries to find that special something that he truly loves and that he is perfect for, because he thinks that he's an extraordinary human being.
Okay.
So he kind of goes through along that style of the show.
So all these different scenes that are a part of that, each one obviously the story being told within that, and while there's great music in this show, again, like you said, some incredible dance.
Yeah, it definitely moves at a quick pace, going from different scene and scene of like war and love and passion. So that could get a little confusing, but the magic and the lights and the costume really bring everything together. And I have to sing and dance a lot, so I'm always on stage. I act as the narrator of the show, and I kind of get to move the show along in the progress of how Pippin is enjoying his life.
Very cool. So when you first started, you're from New Jersey.
Yes, correct.
You went to the in college at the Mason Gross School of Arts for Rutgers. When did you kind of know that this was going to be the track you wanted to be on, to be the singer, dancer, the actor?
I actually started dancing very late. I started dancing my senior year of high school. But in high school, I was always singing. I was in the choirs. I was in All-State and All-Eastern choirs. So that's kind of what I decided that I would want to do more. And at Mason Gross, I studied vocal performance, classical music, and I minored in dance while I was doing that. It was very strenuous, but I think it definitely paid out. But that's kind of when I wanted to start doing that, was in high school, doing the musicals there. I actually did Pippin as a sophomore in high school, and I was Pippin.
Okay.
And now I'm doing it here, but I'm the leading player, but this is my first professional lead ever, even though I've been in other productions where I've been in the chorus and all of that.
Yeah. Well, obviously, here for a couple of months during the summer doing Peter Pan and Pippin, and then going back home for a little bit. But then on the road, a very cool role for you being in the national tour of the producers?
That's correct. I'll be Carmen Ghia understudy and the springtime tenor soloist, the springtime for Hitler soloist.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that for about 6 months.
To get a gig like that, to say nationwide tour with that, that obviously comes a lot of prestige along with it. Is it something you've been working at for a while?
Yes, I've been working on it for a couple of years now. I was also in the national tour of A Chorus Line and the national tour of Guys and Dolls I just got off of. So I basically just ended the Guys and Dolls national tour, was off for a month, and then came here back to Tibbetts.
Did you wake up some mornings at the hotels going, what city are we in now?
Yes. Yeah, I'd be like, where are we going today? I would just literally wake up, go on the bus, because we have early bus calls around like 8 a.m., 7 a.m. And so
for actors and actresses is really early.
That's really early. Because we don't usually start until like 10 a.m. at least. And so I would go on the bus, and I'd sometimes have no idea where we were going, but I would just you know, got to get on that bus and got to follow the company.
Well, so it's a chance to be here for summer theater and do this with a company and mm-hmm. be here for a couple of months is maybe refreshing.
It's very nice. It's very nice. And my host family is completely amazing. So I'm enjoying getting to stay with them as well and kind of getting to stay in one place instead of
bouncing all around every day.
Completely going everywhere, yeah.
So what do you think people are going to like most about Pippin?
I think they're really going to like the speculation of the show, the magic and the costumes and lights, everything that you could want in a musical. We kind of, as the touring company of Pippin, we're just throwing it all into the show and all into everybody's faces. So I think people are going to really enjoy that speculation of the show.
Okay, great. So it opens up Thursday afternoon and then Thursday night this week and next week at the Tippett's Opera House. 2 weeks of Pippin. Looking forward to a break of leg.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Nick Rayner, who's the narrator of the show, Pippin on stage with Tippett's Summer Theater on our Tippett's Talk.